Takiwa, kia ora and good morning. Dr. Rawiri Jansen with us today from Te Rōpū Whakakaupa Buruta. Of course, there's been plenty of criticism at the way that the government misinterpreted the needs of tangata whenua in this vaccination effort. But they're starting to pick up now, and Rawiri is here to give us an update on where he thinks we are at while we are playing catch-up against what's a ticking clock. Rawiri, tēnā koe, thanks for joining us on the show.
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your time. Right, well, what's your read?
There's good and bad. So I think we're doing a really great job in terms of getting vaccinations into Māori shoulders. We're seeing some really high percentages now. I think, over 65-year-old Māori, we've nailed it. Fantastic. We've got a few more hundred to do to reach our 95% target. And in another area of real good progress, I think the 12 to 15-year-olds have been fantastic success. And I think, that's associated with parents wanting to get their kids safe. And so we see the parents and the kids getting vaccinated. And so we've got a little bit of a gap in there, I think, for the sort of 20 to 35-year-olds, 20 to 40-year-olds, and we've got some work to do. We're in a good place, but not good enough to keep us safe as Delta sort of breaks out all over the show for us in Auckland.
So we've tried different strategies and of late taking vax vans to the streets. We've got our young people more involved in the campaign and messaging. Is it having an effect?
Yeah, definitely. The numbers are improving week on week. And actually, if I'm really honest with you, Dale, I think our vaccination trajectory is faster than mainstream, but they had many more weeks than us, and we are getting into the high percentages that we're hoping for much faster than mainstream is. So in summary, we just need some more time. We're doing a great job.
What could be done to do a greater job?
We've got a bunch of things that we can do with having some events planned to reach a particular part of our age population. They're the ones who came to vaccination last. They're the ones who are most exposed to the social media misinformation. They need some special attention and some special events and some special recommendations or reassurance. So that takes a bit of time, but I think we've got some plans to get that done.
Can we talk about the news over the weekend that 5 to 11-year-olds are also going to be eligible for a Pfizer vaccine? If there was vaccine hesitancy from some parents, you'd understand too that they'd be a bit anxious for their kids. What do you feel about the availability? Would that up the overall rates for our people as well, do you think?
I think it will. Now, you're not wrong. If the parents are vaccine hesitant, they will be hesitant about vaccinating their kids. But most people are vaccine acceptant. And so I think we will see a whole lot of people get their kids vaccinated. They don't want to put their kids back into school, put them in harm's way. Some of these parents actually have said, I don't feel good about getting vaccinated and leaving my kids in harm's way. I'm worried about that. I don't want to do it. And now that they can see that 5 to 11-year-olds is coming, they should get vaccinated immediately. And in something like 4 weeks' time when the 5 to 11-year-olds are allowed to be vaccinated, they're going in with their kids, getting their second dose, and the kids are getting their first dose. And for lots of people, that's really reassuring to know that they can look after the kids and their whānau.
What's your attitude to the kids' vaccination availability in a personal sense, Rawiri?
Oh, I'm very keen that we get it done as soon as possible. I think the Ministry of Education is wanting things to slow down so that it's next year, doesn't interrupt something. I'm going, actually, in Auckland, this COVID has interrupted everything. Now, we've got an opportunity to get started on vaccinating the 5 to 11-year-olds. We ought to be doing it at the earliest opportunity. So I'm working really hard with, the provider network to say, let's be ready for when that approval comes through. We want to be able to do the best job to protect our communities. We've got to be ready.
What work is Kaupapa Uruta doing now? Like this week, for instance, Rawiri?
We've got a bunch of work that we're doing. Part of it is saying, what is the whānau facing information that's needed to have the conversation with whānau, with hapū, with communities about what's your plan? When Delta comes, what's your plan? How are you going to look after each other to get through this? Because it's inevitable that Delta's coming across the nation. It's going to come in sort of lumpy ways. It's, you know, definitely it's just racing through Auckland now. We're going to have a really rough month in November, but we might as well use this opportunity to ask whānau and communities to get ready and start preparing.
The push is still on. The traffic light system has been slightly ambiguous, or the messaging hasn't been clear. The return to school of senior students, do you sense that it's time to follow that up? And would you favour a return to primary school, for instance, midway through November? I mean, it's the 1st of November now. Or do you think that it would be sensible for us to flag this year's education and try for next year?
Yeah, it's a complex area, isn't it, Dale? Having schools closed can be quite a dramatic impact on young kids, especially those ones where they've got lunches in schools, or, you know, there'll be some kids who are actually really missing the social contact and the learning environment. There'll be some kids who are really hesitant about going back to school because they worry about the virus. It's a thing that we've actually got to do a lot of work to prepare any school community to get back inside the school gates. And the sort of things they need is good information about ventilation and how to organise their classroom learning environments. What's the expectations around vaccination for the school community, not just for the staff? There's a lot of work to do to get schools in a place where they're well-informed, well-organised and supported to get back open. I think making a blanket rule is quite difficult because each school community will have different circumstances.
Well, thanks, Rawiri. It feels as though we're heading in the right direction, but there's still a lot of work to be done. And let's see if we can collectively get the job done and move out of the...